Warning!
The podcast you're about to hear is very filthy. We say naughty words you use as a doll anyway. It'll cause you not to eat your vegetables. Your mom generally thinks it's a bad idea.
Any moment of the show that has any similarity to the history of any person living or dead, real or fictional, or real events are entirely coincidental and unintentional.
Unless we're specifically noted otherwise in the cast and crew credits, all celebrity voices are impersonated and no celebrity has endorsed any aspect of this show.
Welcome to The Good, The Bad, and The Geeky. This week's episode is brought to you by Meatloaf. It's a loaf that's a beef. I mean meat. Yeah, you know what I mean.
To The Good, The Bad, and The Geeky. I'm your host, The Most, Nick Nitro, with me returning in his grand return, because it was only like 1 week, but it was a week we missed him. Jimmy D.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for that fanfare.
That was really.
I appreciate that.
That was really well done.
Thank you.
Yeah. So ironically, last week was John's week to take over for Jimmy. This week, Jimmy gets to take over for John.
Which is what I usually do, because John misses a lot.
John misses a lot, but you know.
Especially lately, he's got good excuses.
No, I know.
He's got a wedding coming up. You know, I enjoyed your whole discussion of if she was going to take his last day or vice versa.
Well, no, it was a question that,
absolutely, it was perfectly relevant.
Especially knowing how intelligent, and I think I would consider a man a part of the new women, the new movement of women.
I also did question it, because I just expected her to take his name. I wouldn't say that about every woman, but with her, it just kind of seemed to me.
I always think of Amanda as one of a very intelligent woman who...
She is an intelligent woman.
An intelligent woman who... would have that possible thought in her head. Maybe, I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. And John said no. So I was like, well, hopefully me mentioning it doesn't make her think about it.
Well, we were looking through old cards in my card file, like greeting card type cards,
yeah,
the other night, and I found one from her, from my graduation party.
Did you really?
From John's fiance, before she was even dating John.
You know, I really don't remember. I remember everyone and their mother was at my graduation party. So, but I only heard it was because of the cake.
So, that's what I've heard too, but only from Nathan Eugene Haley.
Nathan Eugene Haley, that rapscallion, Nathan Eugene Haley.
I do have a note from last week. Fuck you, John, and to a lesser extent, Nick.
Wait a minute, why?
Well, let's see, you didn't even do the emails, and you kind of laughed about maybe doing the emails. You insulted Battlestar Galactica, John Bateen, and Battlestar Galactica's way cooler than John ever thought about being. And then you went on to insult Prison Break,
okay,
you insulted Weed.
John can play guitar, and you can't. That, in a nutshell.
I can strum a guitar.
I can too, but we both sound like jackasses.
But Battlestar Galactica is cooler than John.
Battlestar Galactica is going to end. John is not.
How do you know?
Because
he's getting married. That will be the end of him.
Don't say that. That's just mean.
I know. It's all ball and chain stereotype. I don't think it's really going to be the end of John.
Jimmy will also expect Amanda to be doing his dishes.
Amanda?
His wife.
Oh, to do my dishes? Or his dishes? John, you said Jimmy expects Amanda to be... Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yes, you know, ha ha ha. Women are the lesser... That's what I thought you were
that's
going
sexist.
For.
That's sexist.
Which is what you
I'm
are.
I'm offended right now.
Which is what
that
you are.
That you are being sexist.
I am
all for women's rights.
In this terminology, when I'm sexist and possibly a little racist at the same time...
I don't like
I'm
that
being Jimmy
racist.
Daly. I'm being Jimmy Daly.
Oh, I am not sexist.
But you
except
are
to my girlfriend. Because she deserves it.
If you really want to piss her off, just call her... What is it, Morgie?
Morgie. No, don't say it on the air. People do it. But I've always been
as
there.
As you've clearly
you
seen
need to edit.
Before.
You'll edit it, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll edit it there, Jimmy. Uh-huh. All right, bye. I'm tired.
You're talking
on
your lighter as if it were a phone.
A phone, I know.
If it... was a cellular phone, it would be large and bulky.
Well, by the way, let me ask you about this. We have a way to do a live and uncensored version of the Good, the Bad, and the Juicy.
Where?
On Ustream.
Ustream.
Mm-hmm.
We stream, we all scream for Ustream.
You stole my joke, but you know what? Great minds think alike. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Except for Battlestar Galactica. I don't know what's up with you there.
Well, because you're not cool enough to understand it. I'm sad for you that you don't get to enjoy it. I feel so sorry for you.
You know what? That doesn't even fake me anymore. Because the only time you do say it is when you're just trying to piss me off.
I know. Because like, I never meant it.
Piss me off anymore.
I never meant it condescendingly, but once you pointed that out, I saw your point, so I don't use it in a condescending manner anymore.
He doesn't use it with anybody anymore.
No, I don't.
Because every time that I'm like, he says it to other people, I'm like... And actually, that's how I heard it. I think, I forget who, mm-hmm. someone at work,
mm-hmm.
you said something. No, it was Smallville. Mm-hmm. I think you were explaining, you and Scott Ulrey,
I got some Smallville stuff, but we'll
was
back.
Talking about that, mm-hmm. and I remember you just said, well, I feel really sorry for you that you do not appreciate such a great show.
It wouldn't have been the Scott. Scott loved Smallville.
No, I was just saying, you and him were both backing up the show,
okay.
And then I think I was over-listening and saying the show's crap, and then the other person's like,
I got both news and reviews about Smallville tonight.
Well, do you want to do email? If we
yes,
have
I've got we've got emails. We always have emails, except when you two losers can't bother to check our listeners. I feel sorry for our listeners last week who got the shaft because you did not read their emails.
Our many, many listeners.
We get so many emails from our listeners, and when you skip them for a week, it's an insult to our listeners.
It's an insult. It's an insult.
Okay. Dear Nick, Jimmy, and John, how can I help pushing daisies?
Good job,
sign,
there, Jimmy.
Sign Zeke in Pataskala.
Pataskala.
Pataskala, South Carolina.
Yes, not Pataskala, Ohio.
No way. Well, Zeke, I was on Ain't It Cool News, and there were some links you could click on to save pushy daisies, or maybe I was on a cello. I don't remember.
It was on a cello.
But you should go do some searches and sign some petitions and save pushing daisies.
Save some flowers.
They're going to finish filming next week, and that could be it.
Actually, no. Brian
they've
Fuller,
got till January to pick it up, but they
got
finished
till
filming,
January to pick it
but
up.
But they finished filming the last episode that they have in the pipeline next week.
Right.
And that could be it.
Well, it could be, but could Brian be. Brian Fuller said that the final end of the show would be something along the lines of, if by January, by the 13th episode airs,
mm-hmm.
if it's not picked up by then he's going to move over to Heroes.
Right,
if,
and which
if,
was
if
in my
If they
news.
Officially ask him.
Which was in my news.
Well,
he can't wait to get back to Heroes, and you ruined my news story.
You know what? That's great, because usually you are overprepped.
Go ahead and answer your email, Nick.
Dear Nick Nitro, you are a prick.
Signed, Jimmy!
Sincerely,
Morgan.
The
people of the globe.
People of the globe, yeah.
People of the earth. And beyond.
We'll call her Amy.
Amy. Amy is an acronym for all humans on Yo's Earth. I don't
know. No, apparently last week I was trying to apologize, saying how much of a drunken stupor I was.
I would
trying
also
to point out and apologize.
I would also like to extend an apology to somebody as well, although they probably don't listen to our show. I'd like to extend an apology to all of the teachers at West Jefferson Memorial Middle School, which I don't know that that's what it's called anymore since they moved her to the old high school.
What?
Because apparently, for 2 or 3 years, my sister, my little sister Melissa, who's 14 now, their teachers have been asking her to email me or call me and get me to come in and speak to her classes about my books and my writing, especially Mr. Meir, who, according to Melissa, calls me the best of West Jeff or whatever.
So
they think that I've been ignoring them because my sister never passed along the message. So I am afraid that some of these people who I really like and respect will think I'm being a bastard. Because I emailed the high school.
And these really intelligent, smart people, who I also, in a way, sort of admire,
yes.
listen to this for
probably
try.
Not, but if they do, I just
if they
for the public record.
If they happenstance that all 15 of you listen to the show, and you're all from the Memorial Middle School and you're a teaching staff, first off, God love you. Number two, Jimmy deeply apologizes.
I do. I was not aware.
Too.
I know. Well, I haven't talked to Mr. Meir yet, but I emailed him.
Don't tell me. We can't talk about the podcast.
Well, I know. Well, see, I didn't even think they'd want me to talk about my books at the middle school level. I only tried to contact the high school teachers, and they didn't even return my emails, whereas other high schools that aren't my alma mater were more than happy to have me come in and speak to their kids.
You know what we should
such
do, too? We should make up like a way how we both work together and work
we
with
should.
Each other. That way, it seems like a lot more streamlined.
Well,
it's not just
going,
I go over and say, hey, bitch, read my book, what do you think?
You can't say bitch middle schoolers.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Well, no, I was going to say something to you about if they want me to come in. I was going to be like, well, Nick does cool stuff too, so.
And you know what you should do also? That way to really streamline it, that way we can't say the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But you should say John should come in too because we write parodies and put them on.
We'd have to clean them up.
Well, yeah.
But we could do clean versions of the parody for
Of course.
Them. I think we could do a whole little presentation for the school.
I think it would be great. John would be the background
I think
music.
It would be awesome. It's We're both off Thursday, so Thursdays is a good day.
It's the beginning, yes. It's the beginning of anyway, our presentation. It's the beginning.
We would be more than happy to come to all community groups and schools in the Columbus area or even further.
Yeah, if you'd like to fly us out or drive us out to anywhere else outside of Ohio, then we're so there.
And depending on how far we are. It is. We may be able to swing it anyway.
And it'll probably be me and Jimmy more than John, but if it's localized and you give us enough time in advance, John will probably be
And
there.
We will clean up and adapt our material to any audience that you have.
That is right. So we do
We
watch,
will sell out.
We've been trying to sell out for the last...
I know. Nobody wants to buy us.
No one wants to buy us.
Let's move on to news because we've already wasted over 10 minutes.
But you know what? We got a survey response today.
Ooh, what the
And one of the things they liked is the personal banter between
personal
all
banter?
Of us. So you know what?
I agree, and I would like more personal banter on the news and reviews. Because I feel like we have the personal banter,
because
then I do my news. Then we have the personal banter, then I do my reviews.
Because then when you talk about how life got picked up for the rest of season two...
That was another fucking news story.
You know how that makes me feel about my life, Jimmy?
Speaking of shows that were picked up,
that makes
besides...
me feel like, no, hold on, we've discussed some news, now let's do banter in between.
Not between
Because that relates to everything in my life,
right.
Because it's a show about life
it
to
is.
Me. It's about life changes, about life growing. Is this good enough for you in between this?
Other things that were picked up recently. Samantha Who got a 20-episode order. They said it was not the standard 22 because with Scrubs and according to Jim coming back at mid-season, ABC didn't need a full 22, and the 20 is going to be Samantha's full season.
I saw a promo for Scrubs. I think I said that last time, too. But
did you?
Yeah, it was on like Eli Stone. I was fast-forwarding, and I saw it, and I rewound it back. I was like, oh! The only thing is it didn't say when. It just said Scrubs coming this year on ABC. I'm like, oh, good, this year, good.
Well, Gossip Girl is now up to 25 episodes, and Ocella's like, come on, give us 50.
I know who the possible two girls that might die are.
Don't tell me.
I don't know who they are. I know what they look like.
And 90210.
One is blonde, and the other has brown hair.
And 90210.
Because that's straight.
And One Tree Hill were both picked up for 24 episodes, so CW's lengthening their season. But at the same time, they also canceled Even Money and Valentine.
Oh, okay, can I just say, too...
And Valentine sucked, but I've watched every episode of Easy Money, and
that,
I enjoyed it.
I saw your Twitter last week, and we reported it on the show.
Which Twitter?
The one where you're like, unexpectedly, the Han lady has been kicked
off.
Yeah,
you're skipping around. You gotta stay with the flow. We gotta go from thing to thing.
Jimmy, I'm talking about personal banter in between.
Right, but you're skipping the news stories that aren't good transitions. You gotta transition.
But no, well, Jimmy,
if we're talking about shows that are being picked up and canceled, and then we go to actors, and then we have to go back to picked up and canceled, it kind of disrupts the flow.
Jimmy,
see, I look at my news stories, and I flow it into a natural manner. You're jumping around all over the place.
That's because
and it's gonna screw
I'm
us
like
all up.
Lake... Titicaca, you know, I have a weird name and I just go all over the place and you're just like, what the hell, Lake Titicaca?
I know. And Brooke Smith, who plays Dr. Hunger's Nami, by the way, was let go and it was unexpected for her. She showed up to work, she just got reviews that was like one of the best scenes of the series, something she had just done. She shows up to work and they tell her the next episode's her last.
Right.
Shonda Rhimes is left it kind of ambiguous, but, and I'll talk about more during the reviews, her final episode, because I have that down for
die?
Review. I'm not going... I will save it for the reviews.
Oh, damn it. Who cares about the fucking reviews? It's
because
reviews.
I want to talk about her thing more in depth.
Oh,
but the thing is, I really liked her character. I'm mad they let her go. My theory is they needed...
I know that she... Beep!
The cast... Whatever. Don't fake beep us.
Beep!
The cast on Grey's Anatomy has been swelled so much since the first season. They just keep adding people without taking them away. And they're going to add another new one.
Heroes.
They're going to add another new one this season. Like, middle of the season, probably. Christina's love interest. They want to make him a full-time character. So I think getting her out of there was to make room for him. That's my theory.
And she was gay.
That had nothing to do with it. They actually really liked that plot line, and they've been given good marks for that plot line.
Oh, I gave it good marks.
Rico Aylesworth,
I thought you were saying
who
Rico
you'll
Suave.
Remember as you will not remember, but you, the listeners, will remember, as Michelle on 24. She was kick-ass. She was Tony's wife, one of Jack's best friends.
Is she related she was to killed Rico off a couple Suave, of seasons who ago? Is like one of my favorite...
Rico is her first
personal
name.
Personal banter, adding it back in.
It doesn't work when you keep telling people it's personal banter. She's joining the cast of Lost for at least 4 episodes, playing a woman looking for an outdoorsman.
News to everybody. Everyone on that show has to be an outdoorsman.
Speaking of Lost, they return in a 3-hour event on Wednesday, January 21st.
And
an hour solo... recap and then 2-hour episodes yes. back-to-back. It's not a 2-hour premiere. It's 2 1-hour episodes that they're going to air back-to-back.
I know.
But the week before that happens, Fox has a big 4-night, 8-hour premiere.
Hold on. I have personal banter to add, which is I started playing the Lost video game today. Thank you. Go ahead.
That's lame-ass personal banter.
But I did.
On January 11th and January 12th, 2-night, 4-hour, 24 season premiere. Following that, the very next 2 nights, the 13th and the 14th, are the 2-night, 4-hour American Idol premiere. And looking at the Fox schedule for this coming fall, I think you mentioned Dollhouse was moved to Fridays. You did at least on your Twitter. I don't know if it was put on here. We ought to start a Good Bad Geeky Twitter that we both update with news stories throughout the week. But anyway.
And that way, all we have to do is look at Twitter and just read off the stories.
That would be a lot of it. But we'd have other stories, too. We'd only put the biggest stories on Twitter, not all the minor stories. Just saying. Okay. But I'd have to check the news sites like every day instead of once a week.
But Jimmy, isn't that what you not do? Is not check them every day, even though I do?
Yeah.
I'm seriously, it's like crack cocaine.
Well, besides Dollhouse being moved to Fridays, which really sucks,
would never happen.
I know, and I stand corrected. They're going to kill it like they did Firefly.
And you know what?
Like
what
did
I say? I was like, it's Fox.
They're going to kill it.
Think it. They fucking care. After all that shit went through the show...
Terminator was picked up for a full season. They got moved to Friday nights. Fox doesn't make sense sometimes. And they moved House to Mondays and Bones to Tuesdays.
I thought House started on Mondays and they have moved it to Tuesdays.
House has been on Tuesdays this season.
Well, no, for the last
two. It's moving
to
Mondays mid-season. Fox is rearranging their whole schedule.
Which is really weird.
And
that's something that NBC needs to do,
and
not Fox.
Prison Break is not on that schedule lineup after January, but they did say that it was getting a full season order, so I don't know. I really don't know. And the whole Fox schedule, they're putting Lost up against American Idol. Well, that's ABC, but you know what I mean? It's things are just, I don't like it. George Clooney, is now in talks officially to return to ER for the finale. So it may happen.
That is awesome.
I think so, too. Seth MacFarlane signed a contract for $100 million because apparently Family Guy is now more popular than The Simpsons, and they want to keep him going for some time to come.
Sad. Well, I think the Halloween special was not that good, but...
It was okay. It was the best one in a while. I normally don't like the Halloween special, to be honest, but I like this better than most. But Seth MacFarlane said he didn't ask for $100 million, but since he's giving up his entire 20s, he thought it was a fair deal.
Good job.
Smallville may end at the end of this season.
Thank God.
Apparently. It should have ended it should have ended 2 seasons ago, because last season wasn't very good, but this season has been good, so I think I'm going to miss it when it goes. And the replacement that they were working on, called The Graysons, about Robin growing up with his family, has been axed.
Thank Christ.
Now, I will second your thank Christ for that one. Joaquin Phoenix. I tried to send Nick last week. Whatever.
He
missed
test,
my text, but he has given up acting. He will be a singer only from now on. He's going to try to do a music career.
Which I think is stupid.
Agreed.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I really enjoyed his music, but... I'm glad that he found something, whatever, in his soul.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's just nuts. But anyway, that's all I have to say to that.
And you said you did talk about Beatles going to Rock Band? Because I didn't remember hearing
that. Yes, we did talk about Beatles going to Rock Band.
And we talked about X-List and Swingtown being canceled?
Yes, we did.
And I mentioned Easy Money and Valentine Tonight? I forgot to cross out some stuff, so I'm just making sure. You talked about CW going back on Time Warner?
Yes, we did.
And I know you talked about Melrose Place because I heard you saying, and I guess they want to try to get Heather Locklear. I don't know.
That's Melrose Place 2.0.
Right. Are you doing video of this podcast?
Yes, we are.
Why are we doing video on this podcast?
Because it's something interesting to do, something new to do, to show people behind the scenes.
Well, I don't think I like this.
I don't think you like it either.
It's not my cup of tea.
It's not your
my
cup of tea.
My hair's kind of messed up, and I'm not wearing my cute top.
And I just tweeted it, so we might have some people. Or if not, you know what? We might try to do this more often. That way,
so this is a live feed. You can
this
be
is a live
right
feed
now.
Right now. We'll start posting links to it on the main site.
I just got a Twitter from DJ Nick Nitro, broadcasting GBG unedited live now. See me at, and there's a website.
There you go.
I get Twitters on my phone. We will, before the next week's episode, make the Bound and Geeky Twitter. It's my goal for
that's
this.
That's the goal. All right, I'm.
I will make it. I will send you the link.
That sounds great.
Does it sound great?
Oh, it sounds wonderful.
So by next week, you'll be able to follow us. We're gonna try for Good Bad Geeky, but if that's not available, I'll find something
just
else suitable.
GBG might be a little bit simpler.
GBG or Good Bad Geeky? I may not be one of those two. We're gonna see what's open.
GB Geeky.
We're gonna see what's open. Could be Nick Jimmy John. You don't know. I will let you know next week on the Good, the Bad, and the Geeky.
That's right. Get some of that plugging in. There you go. Oh, also,
yes.
Email. No, I'm sorry. You continue with that.
Goodbadgeeky@gmail.com.
We'll plug that at after the news before we do a break.
Oh.
That way it seems good. That way we have news, banter, news, banter.
Banter, news.
Banter, news. And then go back. So right now we're bantering.
You can talk. You can talk, you can banter. You can banter, talk.
That should be a parody song.
No.
No, I know. It would be funny to do.
That actually would be really fun parody song.
See? See? There you go.
Alrighty. Wizard of Oz, the original by L. Frank Baum, is getting a CGI remake movie type thing.
I know.
That's going to be faithful to the original. And
is getting hit up a lot. And
well, they're
Santa
doing
Claus.
His The Life and Adventures of Santa Claus.
Which I didn't know that.
I guess
yeah,
it was already a movie.
That Bacon Rass special was based after that. That special's fucked up.
I haven't seen it, but I guess it's the origin.
Oh my god, yes. Oh, it's freaky.
But they're doing CGI movies of both of those. It's the same company, I believe.
This was just recently released.
What is this?
Well, let's get through all
the Incredibles 2? Oh no, it's just other Pixar things. Is this for Cars 2? I didn't see the first one. Wait.
With Carl Fredrickson.
What?
And he won't even...
Hold on, it's weirder.
His house is breaking apart and giant thing
balloons are coming out of it. And there's two orderlies watching the house.
The house is flying. Oh, the house is attached to the balloons.
Come on, boys!
That looks wonderful. I can say that after 10 seconds.
See? Pixar, yeah.
They make good movies. Ratatouille, Wall-E.
Yeah.
The shower curtain sails.
Yeah.
This summer.
This summer?
Yeah.
Like summer 2009?
To a lost world.
It's a lot of balloons.
With these guys.
Hi, Mr. Fredrickson.
There's a little boy, a Cub Scout. He's outside the door.
He was on the porch when it took off?
Yeah.
And he won't let him in. Oh, good, he let him in.
Disney Pixar's.
Up.
Yes.
I like the logo, too, with the house and the balloons going through the pier.
And I've heard that this movie is also the second darkest movie they've ever made.
Really? After Wall-E?
After Wall-E. Only because the first 30 minutes, they said if Finding Nemo made you at least tear up a bit in the opening with him losing his wife, they said this will make you 100% cry. Because the whole basis of that movie, the movie's called Up. And the whole it's called Up.
Like UP Up?
UP Up.
Like the
UPS,
second half of
no S.
Seven?
Yes.
Seven
what?
Up?
Yes, sorry. I was like, okay. I got it now.
Like the opposite of down? Like what my penis is right now. Just kidding, it's not.
This is what we have to deal with all the time. Right here.
I don't get a
stiffy
from
the
podcast.
And you just get to hear the audio. But you get to see him motion down now.
Motion down. Motion down.
Motion down. But no, it's about this old man who his wife passes away.
Well, no.
Yeah, and the first
does she like 20, die or does she just
yeah,
like
she
pass
died.
The window
she
and
dies.
Go away?
Oh. And the first 15.
How does she die?
I think cancer.
Oh, I figured it was during childbirth with Ben Affleck's child.
Okay, stop being funny. It's not funny anymore.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
You wanted Witty Banner. I'm giving you Witty Banner.
I'm giving you the Witty Banner. Okay, fair enough. Anyway, some sad stuff happens. She dies. He regrets a lot of things in life. Speaking like traveling, and that's why he does that. And so there you go. Anyway,
speaking of sad, there was a huge news story that's kind of the donkey in the room right now. I don't want to use elephant. That's too cliche.
Donkey.
Elephant's too cliche.
Oh, you're just happy that Obama won, so you're just trying to use the
Democratic
That's
not
way.
Actually... I wasn't going to talk... Republicans are elephants. I totally didn't even mean to go political, but that works so well.
Thank you. See, I'm... You know what? I'm a political guy.
That must be my subconscious.
I'm not a political guy, but you're like...
I honestly was not thinking politics. I was just thinking of a different animal, and I was thinking ass. Anyway... Michael Crichton, author of Jurassic Park, Congo, Sphere, Next, and the creator of the television show ER, died.
I hate that. That makes me so sad.
It does. He was too young. He had lots more creative years left.
Besides the great Jimmy Daly.
He's your second favorite author?
Yeah. Well, no. I'm sorry, Jimmy. He was my favorite author. You're number two.
I don't hold a candle to Michael Crichton. I don't pretend to hold a candle to Michael.
He has more books... That spans different topics.
He does.
Not like geese taking over the world.
When I finished the 9 geese books.
I know. Honestly, I'm more ready for what your next thing is because you've explained everything to me.
So you already know where the geese is going.
So I know where the geese story is going. Grant, it's still good. Mm-hmm. You can buy it at Amazon.com.
And I need to speak with you later, but I want to get book 3 out by Christmas. I really do. I'm sorry. It's been languishing for a year on the shelves with the text done.
I think we
and
can
I may, and I may try to... get book 1 re-released without the typos on the new cover, so it matches.
Ooh.
We'll see. There's going to be... I have been absent from an Actor's Nightmare website for like 8 months and been absent from really working on the series for a year. And within the next month, expect a big notice put up on the website and a redoing and all that fun stuff. I'm delving back into Actor's Nightmare full force as of a few days ago. I already wrote the website release, but I'm not posting it yet because I'm not ready for it.
My secret project is in that bag right there. Do not... Seriously, do not... You can look at it yourself. Do not show it to people right now.
It's a manila envelope.
Okay, actually, you know what? This is my secret project.
Right the manila envelope?
Yeah.
Don't show people what it is.
It's a birthday present to my friend Brian Postal, who's been sort of ignoring me lately.
Oh, is this the secret project in your bag?
Yes.
Oh.
I meant to give this to him for his birthday. I got sick and I couldn't. So.
Wow, look at the secret project.
And
this is
really
freaking awesome. It's going to blow your minds.
It is actually.
Ow! Fucking bit me! You need to calm your secret project down.
And this is the humor we go for here. Now we have video. You can see what we're doing.
I think we could do good things with the video. And we give people options, whether audio only or audio and video.
Well, I've discussed with this with John, and I'll discuss it with you live here on the
show. Well, I'm going to have to start showering and doing my hair beforehand. And
yeah,
we'll get somebody to do our makeup for us.
But we would use this at least for like for like doing the Christmas contest where we're getting ready and geared up for with release.
We need to start working on our Christmas show, too. We only have like 6 weeks to get it going.
Yeah, we do.
And it's going to top last year.
Yes, no crazy rants for anybody.
Oh, it's going to be a scripted, full-blown skit song extravaganza.
Can we not have anyone get mad at anybody?
We'll see.
Please, because I will actually get mad
it will not be
the
a
making
new...
of it.
We'll see.
And then you and I will have to sit down like we did last time and go, no, seriously, though, you got to re-edit this and make it good so everyone can re-listen to it and see that
I think
we
it turned
really
out well, but I think
other.
We can top it.
I hope so.
It won't be a news and review show. It'll be like last year. It'll be songs and skits and fun for the whole family. You never know who's going to show up. We have
like
a lot
Uncle
more
Patrick.
Celebrity friends this season.
Like Uncle Patrick.
After Celebrity Apprentice. And I'm feeling Celebrity Apprentice 2 coming on.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm feeling Celebrity Apprentice Season 2.
Will the pickup order on that be a lesser amount of episodes?
No, just 5. That's what we did last time. We'll see. We'll see.
We got to get another celebrity guest. John's persuasion.
It will be an all-new set of celebrity. There will be no repeats from the last season.
But
that will not be till after Christmas, I'm going to say, because with the Christmas show, we
have
all this
stuff. Well, also,
Celebrity
Apprentice isn't a premiere until after that.
I don't care when the real Celebrity Apprentice does. I care when the Good, the Bad, and Geeky Celebrity Apprentice does.
Fuck yeah.
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 It may not even be Celebrity Apprentice. It may be some other type of reality show that we have celebrities. You don't know.
Survivor.
No.
Thank you, God. No. The Amazing Race.
How will we show them running on audio? Oh my god! I'm winning!
I would get disqualified by just running down the stairs.
Aww. It's and the last bit of news, I have one more show that joined my axe list.
Ooh, what?
You like the axe list because the other show was the X list?
The X list, it got canceled. Isn't that wonderful?
I know, but my axe list are shows that have been on my chopping block that I'm stopping watching. And the latest one, Life on Mars.
Really?
I only watched 2 episodes and I enjoyed them, but I had 3 more on my TiVo and I said, you know what? It's just not good enough to make me watch
the show, the more I like it.
Damn it!
Yeah, no, I know. It sucks.
That's okay. 2 episodes were good enough for me. And you know they're bringing over some actor that I like to play his brother. Now I can't remember who. It was in the news this week, but I didn't.
Yeah. I you know what? I was one of those shows that was on my chopping block, and I really have enjoyed it.
Damn it.
I really don't know where they're going with the whole,
damn it.
You know.
Well, I gave up Life and Let You Keep It. I can give up Life on Mars, too, and Let You Keep It.
You know what, though?
They're 30% well, the same. Because the title. Life on Mars and Life both have life in the title. That's what
I meant. I think, honestly, Life is a show, to me, like Numbers, where it deals with a little bit more personal. Well, there is an actual overall aching thread there.
Yeah.
And they do progress on. Matter of fact, the cop's father, who Charlie Cruz... Well, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
I was greatly intrigued by that. But
also, I did record this week's episode of Ghost Whisper because they had been running previews that led me to believe it was Jim's death this week. I did not have a chance to watch it, but I will.
Oh, what
if it was
a
Jim's
horrible
death,
tease for the review section.
If it was I Jim's death, it will be reviewed next week.
There you go, folks. For those who want to know if he died this week, fuck you. You'll have to find out next week. What a great way to
hey, it him. Made my axe list. It's not a priority. And,
I thought, Jimmy, everything was a priority for the show.
When we come back, not only do we have reviews,
way to dodge the question,
but we will review Jimmy's Axis of Evil, which has not been talked about in a while.
Jimmy's Axis.
I'm reviving my Axis. I've got my Axis of Evil. I need to revise it somewhat.
Am I still in the Axis of
Evil? You'll find out after the break.
All right. We'll be right back right after this.
Kuzumo Senpai in Mandalorian. War is over on my piece of Mandalorian. Story stump, Star Wars historians. Deep in the base, but they play at Ben again. Round renegade, show to penetrate. First and second defense, I won't hesitate. Got a job at two and Darth, the guy that delegates. Got something against Skywalker, someone he really hates. I don't give a fuck. I'm after Solo, for all I carry. Could be Hanna Yoda's dojo. Gotta make the money, credit's no good. When a job was running shop in your neighborhood. Think you can cook, I got a grappling hook. Let's make this quick, cause I'm really booked. I'm a devious degenerate defender of the devil. Shuffling all the trash compactors on the detention level. My backpack, got chest. Well, I'm Boba, all that fat. Well, I bounty hunt for Jabba Hutt to finance my bed. Well, I chill in deep space. A mask is over my face. Well, I deliver the prize box up there on my eyes. Cause my time I don't like to waste. Get down! I'm a question, rep inside Enigma. Get inside a slave one, find your home and signal. From Endor to Hoth, Ridley to Spock. I'll find what you want, but there's gonna be a cost. Say, my name is Boba Fett. I know my shit is tight. Not acting right, yo, fuck on the carbonite. Got telescopic sight, flame throwers on my wrist. You still don't get the gist. Spike boots have made the kick. Talk gets have made the hit. You think I give a shit? Your mama is a bitch. I see you in the Sarlacc pit. You just flipped my switch. Integrity's been ditched. You scratching on my itch. You know I shoot again. I got Sabine and Secantina's way to lick my lusty lips. So I'll let you get back inside your little spaceship. Give you a head start, cause I'm a sporting con. Consider the starting line and sneak a smile hindsight. Hope you have hyperdrive. Drive, pay to stay alive. Don't try to slip me 5, cause I never take a bribe. To the beat of a different drummer. Baddest bunny hunter. Let no man put us under or else they be put under as in 6 feet. Got an Imperial fleet backing me up. Gonna blow up any attempt to defeat. They got a Death Star. Got 4 payments on my car. Headed over to Hammerhead. And most likely bar used to carjack him. He's a bar back. Just go to show how you can get back on the right track. And for me that's not an option. Can't say that with more clarity. Me going legit would be like Jar Jar with speech therapy. My backpack got chest. Well I'm Boba. Well I'm fat. Well I'm bounty hunt for Jabba Hutt to finance my bed. Will I chill in deep space? A mask is over my face. Will I deliver the prize box up there on my eyes? Cause my time I don't like to waste. Get down! I say open like a tauntaun, faster than the Autobahn. Or a motorbike and try to the deed, I'm living gone. Jabba has a hit. Big contact, Corinthian. Overcoat the plan, I'm both a politic. It's legit. Back in the day when I was a slave, living life in a fast lane, like in a pod race. Mean street tweak, that became a basket case. So the space age, put that place post haste. Took up a noble cause, called a Clone Wars. Lifestyle all about say so scarce. A cold black heart that's been torn apart. The Sith wish that they had a dick so hard. Cause it's long, long ago when a pussy far, far. Call me master, cause I'm faster to pry on far. I no longer have to hot wire. I'm a hunter for hire with no plans to retire. And all the sucker MCs can't call me sir. My backpack, got jets.
Exquisite dead guy. They Might Be Giants to lead us in.
I don't know that song. I know They Might Be Giants, but I don't know that song.
You're going to have the like harmony building, and it doesn't really work since you didn't know it. I was hoping you'd come in, but then I realized you probably didn't know it.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Looking at some reviews that I had for last week that I wasn't
Blue
here.
Blue Canary in the Light Switch. That,
that's a good song. Blue Canary in the Light by the Light Switch. Who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. Yes, oh, sorry.
You know what's great is that you made me off-key, and then when I found my key, you made me go off-key
again.
Off-key again.
Well, you made
Jimmy
me go...
Jimmy has this wonderful effect on people.
I watched the pilot of Rita Rocks, which is the Nicole Sullivan show that's airing on some other
network. How was that?
It was funny enough. I almost was going to watch more, and then because the way that it was airing, I had like 3 or 4 episodes that recorded in just a few days, and I'm like, I'm not going to get to it, so I deleted it. But it was amusing.
Nicole Sullivan is hot.
I disagree, but I found it amusing.
I think she's hot. Nicole Sullivan out there, you are a MILF to me.
That is one girl we won't fight over.
Good, because she's all mine.
She is.
Granted, I mean, her husband might be mad, but fuck you.
Myron worst enemy, I was going to mention how cool I found it 2 weeks ago when Alfred Woodard's boss was James Cromwell, and I'm like, it's Ephraim Cochran and Lily from Star Trek First Contact.
A lot of people are saying that shit keeps getting worse and worse.
Really? I watched the first 2 or 3 episodes, and I liked it. A lot.
Have you watched anything beyond the first 2 episodes?
No, but they've only aired 3. Or I've watched the first 3 and they've aired 4.
Five.
There's only one I haven't watched. I think I've only watched 3, so I think the 4th one I haven't watched yet.
Okay, because I thought they've aired...
Well, it was like the last one, the premiere this season.
I thought like, it's like Chuck and what's it called, they've aired like 4 or 5 episodes.
Yeah, I think it's aired like 4, I want to say. Because it premiered late, it premiered less than a month ago. So, but I also got the first episode a couple weeks before it premiered, so it seems like it's been longer than it is. Desperate Housewives did a flashback and showed what happened in the 5 years intervening. Which was pretty damn cool. That must have been 2 weeks ago. There wasn't a Housewives last week, I don't think. Or maybe there was.
Because there wasn't a lot of anything new last week, except for, like, NBC shows. Like, comedies.
Speaking of things that were presidential stuff, the Barack Obama primetime special. Did you see how many viewers it got? It got more viewers in the season finale of American Idol last year. I watched it. It was cheesy.
I heard it was very, very cheesy.
Cheesy.
And you know what? I wasn't going to watch that or even DVR it because I know that they would hold that over a show like Pushing Daisies a little.
Yeah.
But they did well because they honestly thought no one at all, they would like maybe have 3 million viewers. Yeah. The show had 6.5 million, which is an improvement over its usual 6.1 million.
Well, Molly Willow of The Dispatch was like, yeah, you could tune in and watch a really cheesy, stupid political ad, or you could tune into a really good show that deserves your audience, like Pushing Daisies.
Can I review Obama's speech?
His acceptance speech?
Yes, I like to.
I watched him and yes, go ahead. Okay, it was on television.
First off, the McCain speech. I want
to
say that
he was back to being the old McCain. If he had acted like that last year, he would have had a shot.
I would have voted for him.
I agree. I thought it was a great speech.
Well, sort of. I wanted to see how the actual original McCain's values would have played out. But again, that's.
Right.
It was nice to see the old McCain.
It was.
Obama, though. First off, I was pissed off. I wasn't pissed that he won. I voted for the guy. But I was pissed
Me
off
too.
That they play this great song, Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher and Higher by Jackie Wilson, and they cut this, and I'm thinking, the crowd starts getting built up, like, you can see the tension, like, Oprah is starting to cry for no reason.
She's leaning on some guy.
Some big, white, fat guy.
Kuber's like, you get a guy to lead on it, you get a guy to lead on it, you get a guy to lead on it.
Oh, God. So I'm
maybe it was Stewart, I don't
like,
know.
He hadn't even come out yet, and she's, like, tearing up, crying. I'm like, okay, what the fuck, Oprah? What's your problem? Number two, they cut the song off. I'm like,
they always cut songs off.
Yeah, but like, the way he won, he should have. They should have that fucker walk out and then rise against the podium. Let the song play a bit. That's a great song to play out to.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, ladies and gentlemen, the president,
the next president, or a president elect,
motherfucking A, Obama,
Barack Hussein Obama.
And then just they have.
There's a trend on Facebook right now of my friends who have replaced their middle name with Hussein, such as Lisa Hussein Pruitt. In support of
She's
Barack Obama.
She's posting a lot of pictures, by the way, of the 2000 rare.
I was watching.
Jimmy wraps himself up in a present.
I was with some friends. Oh, from the holiday cheer party last year. We got like eight of us.
Invisible
ball. We got like eight of us in that big giant bag. That was awesome. It was good times. Anyway, I was watching. I was with some friends, Dana and Tim. You know them, and some of their friends. Watching the election results come in, and we were at a bar, and then went to Dana and Tim's. And we were watching Stewart and Colbert periodically, like, back and forth. And they got to the end of the hour special, and Stewart announces it's Barack. And I'm thinking, oh, he's just doing it because their special's over. And then CNN had announced it, and we flipped over to CNN, and CNN was announcing it. And so I missed the end of Stewart and Colbert then, but I went home and watched the TiVo, because they ended up going over their time allotment, because it went to, like, an extra 5 or 6 minutes, because it had been called. And, their coverage was just fantastic. And all the anchors were coming on stage going, John, what do we do now? The election's over. There's nothing to live for. Can we do a bus tour to do exit polls or whatever? And Stewart's like, no, it's over. They're like, but we have no jobs now. So they're all like, at this point, Colbert's like wearing dark goggles and headphones so he can't hear what's going on. And they all run up to the roof. And it must have been pre-filmed just in case, because it was broad daylight. There's like a little boy dressed in like Dickens urchin with like the scarf and the little cap, bouncing a ball. And they're like, look at the sun. And somebody's like, it's supposed to be night, isn't it? Is it 11 o'clock? And they're like, no, this is the world where Barack Obama's been elected. The sun came back out. And they're like, look at the beautiful world around us. And they're like showing nature scenes they couldn't possibly see from the top of the building. Like, this is what the world is like after George W. Bush! And then Stephen Colbert's like, guys, because they, like, dragged him up. He's like, Bush is still president for another 2.5 months. Killed their buzz. They all hung their heads, like, slumped back into the studio. It was great coverage. I enjoyed their live hour immensely.
Well, hold on. My review's not even done yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Because I'm sitting there watching CNN, which, first off, CNN, it feels like Industrial Light and Magic, they hired them.
Will.i.am
fucking hologram face, which
it was ridiculous.
Then you have a lady standing in like a weird CGI, like green screen, where like
it was
a little circle rises up going, this is what the voters think when they're exiting the polls. The economy, and then also you have this weird like Star Trek lightsaber shit going on at the bottom of the screen. Okay, that's weird. Which, it was actually sort of interesting, but the Obama thing, he comes out, gives a speech. I'm actually moved for the first time ever
in politics.
It was
a good speech. It was a great speech.
And then, at the very end of it, he goes back to get Biden, and all of a sudden this, da-da-da, 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 real dramatic movie music starts coming in. And I'm like, is that from fucking Rudy? No. No, it's from something else, though. I keep listening to it. Then he gets his wife, and they come out, and now I'm just like, it's like the end of a really good movie, but it's about a bad presidency that lasted 8 years, and this is the end with hope. And then they all come out and they bow, and then I just remember it's like a freeze frame, da-da-da, like that. If the music was from Remember the Titans.
Oh.
Someone actually played that shit. And at first I thought, CNN, well done.
But it MSNBC, was the campaign.
It was there at the rally. They were playing.
They had a quarter of a million people, 250,000 people crowded into that square.
That was awesome.
I expect him to win, but not by the landslide he did. It was an amazing night in our history. And also a very sad night with California passing the ban on gay marriage. Fuck you, California. Assholes. Stewart Colbert was like, I think it was Stewart. He's like, you know, this overwhelmingly passed because minorities who came out to support Barack Obama voted for the ban on gay marriage. He's like, Yay, black people, we get a chance to screw over the gays. Yay, we're free from oppression. Now it's your turn. Yeah. I was like, oh, I was really pissed. It was California and two other states.
A lot of
Californians
are surprisingly pissed because...
Surprisingly pissed? I think it's justifiably they're pissed. It's a major step backwards.
Well, they didn't really expect it to actually...
It's a major step backwards.
...did not get shot down.
Now, I know, it was expected to fail miserably.
And
I still think it can get shot back down again when they take it to the court and declare it unconstitutional, because it's unconstitutional. Any ban on gay marriage is unconstitutional.
I agree. But anyway, we're done with...
The only Senate race I really cared about was Al Franken, and they're in a recount right now because they were 400 votes apart. So it's still not announced who wins that one. But Franken was 400 votes down with the first count. So they're recounting.
Oh, he lost.
They're recounting. He may not.
He lost.
We'll see. And other South Park, the day after the election. So less than 24 hours after this thing happened, they had to have been finishing the episode that morning or stayed up all night, because it had parts of Barack and McCain's speeches in the beginning of the episode. And the whole episode was that McCain and Barack had worked out this elaborate scheme over the last 10 years and built this campaign of epic proportions up to distract the American people so they could pull their jewel heist and steal the Hope Diamond. And so Barack, like, goes into the Oval Office, and, you know, there's a tunnel out of the White House that goes past the Smithsonian, and he's, like, digging into the Smithsonian, and McCain's helping him, and Michelle Obama's in on it, and they got their crew, and they're, like, totally just staged the election so they could steal the Hope Diamond. And then Sarah Palin's, like, on stage talking all stupid, and she gets off stage, and she's got, like, a British accent, and she's super intelligent, and she's, like, directing them on what to do. And the whole thing, like, gets to the end, and they're all, like, going to the jet to escape with their booty. And Barack turns and looks at Michelle Obama, and he's like, Michelle, I've enjoyed playing your husband for the last few years while we're doing this scheme. I think I might give this president thing a shot. You and the girls want to stay with me? And she's like, oh, what the hell? We'll give the presidency a shot. It might be fun. And so McCain's like, well, I'm going to miss you, man. And he, like, gets on the jet and flies away. But parts of it were really dependent on who won, so they must have, like... I think
they
had some alternate
scenes. Like the day before, the day of.
They usually do it the week before, and the animators get really pissed that they only have a week to do it. I'm thinking a lot of it had been pre-done, because a lot of the, like, scheme scenes didn't matter who was present, but going into the Oval Office and using parts of their speech. And the Oval Office, maybe they filmed two different ways. The speeches, they had to have been doing that night or the morning.
They did a documentary on was it HBO for mm-hmm. Maybe it was for the DVD on the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about how they... Yeah, because it was right after, you know, it was for Team America.
Mm-hmm.
There was a documentary on Team America DVD where they talk about how they do the show and they do South Park all at once. And they said, we won Emmys. We don't really care anymore about the show.
Well, they love the show.
No, they love the show, but in terms of how long they write the episode, they said, we usually wait about 2 days before the episode has to air, and then we write it out together, unless we don't have
the they said it was like a week before.
Sometimes they try to, but usually that's how they get stuff that's really current.
That's, I mean,
their animators do not like them for it.
No, not at all.
They usually spend up all night, but they said, after that, though, they don't care, because then they get to dick around for like a week and a half and get paid for it.
Well, it was, and, you know, they only do like 6-8 episodes, and then they get 6 months off, and then do 6-8 episodes and get 6 months off, so...
Yeah,
but it was very timely. It was very timely, and I enjoyed it. And also, for the Sunday comic, well, not Sunday comics, the Daily Comics newspaper, Doonesbury had a Wednesday morning cartoon ready to run, and they had to be turned in like 2 weeks ago, that Obama won. And so a lot of the newspapers across the country refused to air to print the Doonesbury strips this week, because they Wednesday through Thursday and Friday were Obama won.
Mm-hmm.
And it could have been McCain, and they would have got egg on their face. But the Dispatch had said ahead of time they were going to go ahead and print it. Because they print the comics, even the comics that would have come out the morning after the election were printed in the middle of the afternoon the day before. So there was no way to switch it at the last minute or anything. The comics are printed 24 hours in advance.
Right.
So, but luckily it came, and it's been really great. Like, they had... like, all of the soldiers in Iraq watching the election, and they're like, yeah, Obama won, he's our man, and the black soldier's like, yeah, and the white guy's like, hey, we won, and they're like, we, and he's like, he's half white, and, like, the next day, like, somebody comes in to talk to the black guy, he's like, hey, are you glad Obama won and everything? And the guy's like, why do you think I voted for Obama necessarily? She's like, it's because you just exude this, like, you really like change and hope, and he's like, oh, yeah, you got me. They've done, like, some race play, and it's been pretty funny.
Did you read the final comic of Opus?
Opus? I had that on my list as well. I was a little disappointed.
I thought it was...
You had to go online to get the final panel, and then you had to take And then to even see what the final panel was about, to read what he wrote about it, you had to go to his website, which was a second site, and it was overloaded with traffic, and I couldn't get it all day. I had to wait till the next day to read that.
But it was Goodnight.
It was in Goodnight Moon. It was Opus's final resting place, as he was in the book Goodnight Moon, and that's where his character will stay forever. And in a way, it fits, but in another way, it kind of pissed me off, and I felt cheated.
Well, I did feel
really cheated it wasn't in the newspaper, that I had to go online to find it.
Well, okay.
It was on the Humane Society. Oh, I read it. I've read it since it came back.
Did he? Papers. Was he going to die or something?
I know
the comic's ending.
Well, this is the third Opus comic. This is the third Opus comic.
Right, but the way you say it's his final writing.
Right, and that's what the Berkeley Breathe is the artist writer.
Right.
He said, like, 6 months ago, and especially 6 weeks ago, he was really doing a bunch of interviews, that the current political climate and our current national crises and things, even for Opus, it's gotten too dark, and Opus's character doesn't belong in this world. And so it was time to put the character into his final resting place where he would be forever staying. And they never bring him back in any other incarnation. He'll work on another comic or something, but it won't be in Opus. Opus won't be involved. That this was going to be the final end for 30 years of Opus, because Opus has been around forever. And so they had, like, a reader contest, and people could vote on where they wanted him to end up. And they had this whole, like, 6 week story. And this one's only been Sundays only. And I've read the whole run of this one since it started in 2005. Right. And we knew he was at the Pound. And the guy finally went looking for him and got to the Pound. And he saw a bright light. And then we had to wait another week. And then he goes in, and Opus's final resting place was in Goodnight Moon. And I was like, okay. I'm getting a little chills talking about it right now, but I felt cheated at the time.
Yeah, I mean, I would read Opus occasionally. Like, if someone pointed out, I'd read it. But beyond that, I wouldn't read it.
What county was it originally?
Bloom County.
That one I read occasionally.
And then I read the final the full thing online. Mm-hmm. Well, the final
like 6 weeks.
Yeah, whatever. Like, it shows the guy going down picking up the book.
Yeah.
And then it says to go to the Humane Society website.
Right.
And then
give him props for directing him there, because he's trying to... Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and then you get the final panel, Goodnight Moon. And then I'm just like, that's really pretty, but I have no context leading up to this.
It was very pretty.
So now that you said that, I'm just like, oh, that...
This character has always been kind of naive and childlike throughout the whole thing. And that comic is often very political. Very political.
The
Closet of Nightmares, Closet of Anxieties or whatever, where Bush and Cheney lurked and stuff. But... Now that I think about it in retrospect a week later, now I'm rethinking and thinking that was a very good ending. But at the time, I felt very cheated.
You felt a little cheated, yeah.
I did. But I am sad that it's gone. But I see his point of the character doesn't fit in the current world, and it was time to put him in his final resting place.
I can see that, yeah.
So, yeah, a little teary. But anyway. Moving on. I watched... CBS has an online show. And
They do.
Apparently. They probably have more than one, but this one, they offered the pilot for free on my Amazon downloads on TiVo.
Yeah.
Called Novel Adventures, and it stars the girl who played Ted's girlfriend in the first season of How I Met Your Mother. The blonde girl that ended up moving to Germany, the baker. You didn't watch it back then.
No, I didn't.
Really loved her. It starred her. Honestly, CBS, I felt like the whole thing was a commercial for the Prius. I mean, it was only a 4 or 5 minute episode because it's a web show, and they're, like, in a book club, but they didn't really like the book club, so they got in, like, 4 or 5 ladies got in the car, and they drove away, and it was a Prius, and they get to the stop sign, and the girl's like, one of the women's like, oh, your car died. She's like, no, my car shuts off when I'm at stop signs to save on fuel economy, because it's a Prius, and I'm like, oh my god, it's a car commercial. But it was supposed to be product placement, but it really felt like it was a 4 minute commercial for the Prius.
What was I watching that... I watch Craig Ferguson every night, and he did something where you could tell he didn't really like doing it, but the shorts were actually pretty funny, mm-hmm. where he was picking up his nephew or his great nephew. His assistant had to go pick him up in the new Ford Flex, and his nephew, great nephew, is a rapper. It's really mm-hmm. Craig Ferguson dressed up. He wears a kilt with there's a matter of fact, one shot where he jumps into the car and they blare it out. You're just like, oh. But they talk about eating haggis in the new Ford. As a matter of fact, the rap goes da 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 in our new Ford Flex, and you can tell every time he talks about it, he's like, oh boy, now we have a little segment here that you people are going to enjoy. And he like rolls his eyes and mm-hmm. he's just like, yes, it's about what if my nephew, great nephew, came in with his rap band and took a ride in the new Ford Flex just to get here from the airport? And then he does that, and then it fades into the sketch. And the sketches end up being funny, but
yeah,
it's a horrible ad for Ford Flex, and he knows it, and he hates it.
Still on the presidential thing. I'm sorry, I wasn't done with that. And I completely forgot that I wasn't done with that. Did you watch SNL's presidential bash?
No, I did not. I was going to take...
They mixed it with new and old. Like, it had a lot of the best sketches from the last season or so, but it also had some new stuff. The new stuff was okay. Amy Poehler came out fresh from her baby. A week later, she came out as Hillary, and this was new, and she did the monologue as Hillary.
Nice.
So I give her props for that. And they even did one of the old Hillary sketches from last year where she's, like, talking about how certain she is she's going to win and stuff and how if you vote for Obama, you're stupid and blah, blah, blah. And then the new Amy Poehler came out in front of the screen. She's like, oh, what was I thinking? Can you even believe I said that? I never said that, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that's pretty funny.
My favorite SNL political sketch ever was back during the original Bush-Dukakis run. John Lovitz played Dukakis. And they had it where...
Dana Carvey was Bush.
Now, they're both short men, naturally, but Lovitz is a little bit shorter. They had it set where the platform was up really high. So Dana Carvey, Bush looked tall. And then you just see a head walk through the crowd, and the crowd looks bigger than him. And he gets up on a little thing next to the podium. And all of a sudden you hear, beep, beep, beep. And you see Lovitz as Dukakis starts to rise, and then he hops onto the podium. And, like, the rest of the sketch wasn't that good, but, like, that killed
me. Well, the Affleck Saturday Night Live last Saturday. I didn't watch
Olbermann
this weekend, but the last
great.
Week.
His Keith Olbermann.
Affleck was excellent. Like, it delivered an
out. You folks.
Best episode of the year. Best episode of the year. Folks. And I can't remember who the other guest stars were. I know McCain was in it. And McCain and Palin both did original stuff for the Monday Night Bash, too. McCain was the best, because he's like, now my friends... He's like, you're watching the presidential bash tonight. He's like, I myself, even though Saturday Night Live was still on, so congratulations that you're here, and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, now, normally what would be airing during this time slot on NBC is Heroes, which is a really good show this year, and you should tune in next Monday night at 9 for Heroes, followed by the new smash hit My Own Worst Enemy at 10 p.m. He's like, now you could be on another channel watching their other shows. And I can't remember what he said, but he named off, like, other shows that air on Monday nights that I watch, like Chuck's NBC, but,
yeah.
You know, he was naming off other shows on other networks. He's like, but you really have to think about it. If they really wanted to compete with Heroes, they'd air next week when Heroes is on. So what's that tell you about what's the better show? Now, Palin completely fell flat. Like, she was supposed to be funny, but she wasn't, and she was all like, now, if we're elected... And come January, Saturday Night Live doesn't stop making fun of me. I'm sorry, it was fun, but if you don't stop making fun of me, I will have NBC's charter pulled, and we will get NBC off the air. And it wasn't funny, but it was supposed
funny.
To be. It wasn't. The way she delivered it was not funny at all. Or and she's like, I will make sure NBC goes off the air if you keep making fun of me.
Yeah, with all her terrorist...
I hate her. Anyway. The reason I should have known Barack Obama was going to win... Boston Legal Monday night, the night before the election.
Denny Crane
voted for Obama. They even got in like a paintball fight, Shore and Crane, over the election, and then gets to the end of the thing. And, you know, even during the 2004 election, Crane was, you know, behind Bush. And over the last two or three seasons, he's been still supportive of Bush, but kind of, you know, backing off with how vehemently he supports it.
The mad cow.
Well, he said it's not the mad cow, but they get to the end, and Spader's like, how did you vote? Because Crane was all insistent that you can't vote for the terrorists, blah, 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 whatever. And then he's like, I don't want to talk about it. I've already crossed my aisle today. And Spader's like, what? You mean you voted for Obama? And Crane's like, I'm not sure it was the right vote, but after the last 8 years, I certainly knew what was the wrong vote. And I'm like... Denny Crane's like the top Republican character on television, and he voted for Obama. And they did have this big montage where everybody was voting. So it's like, oh, if they... David Kelly's so political anyway. It was like yeah.
Wow.
And they also teased me, and this kind of pissed me off. Jerry went on a rant because Jerry became a partner this week, and he went on a rant. And he's like, He's like, I don't care if you guys like me and you want to make me a partner. He's like, I quit. Denny Crane said he's quitting because Denny Crane came in and said, you guys make this guy a partner, I quit. And they're like, well, maybe this is a good way to get rid of him. We've been trying to get rid of him anyway. He's like, you know, I leave. Denny's going to leave. And then, you know, Alan's probably going to leave too. And Carl over there, because it's John Larroquette. Carl may even leave. You know, it may be a spinoff. The Lord knows we've already been approached. And I'm like, oh, damn, don't tease me. You're not going to do a spinoff. Danny and Alan are the spinoff. They can't do a spinoff of themselves. But I was like, man, if they would do another spinoff for another network or something, oh, I would be in heaven. Denise came back that episode, too, and Renee and Paul. So Renee Abagenois from Deep Space Nine and Julie Bowen from Lost. Mm-hmm. They were back this week, and that was fun. And, yeah, that's all I had about Boston Legal. I will be reviewing it even more. Betty White's on tomorrow night's episode. She hasn't been on for a while. Other shows I have to review, Smallville. Supergirl, they finally tied up that plot. Like, she disappeared middle last season, and we never found out what happened to her.
And no one cared, either.
No, they didn't. But Lois and Clark were trapped in the Phantom Zone. And they found Supergirl there. And she got out with them, but she decided to leave to go look for the Lost City that survived Krypton exploding. So, thankfully, we only have her for one episode. And in the comics, you're more familiar with this, did Zod ever have a son or a creation? No. Because in the Phantom Zone and outside the Phantom Zone, they were fighting a Phantom that got loose that took over Lois's body, and it was Zod's wife. And she said they couldn't conceive, but they created a son. And she went to find the son.
There were three beings trapped in the Phantom Zone. It was Zod,
okay, well,
another guy and a girl.
Now, see, Clark,
and he treated him like a son.
Now, they had those. Well, they had those guys a couple seasons ago. And then Clark was trapped in the Phantom Zone separately, and he let other Phantoms out. And then they were in the Phantom Zone again. And only one Phantom got out this time. But there's other Phantoms in the Phantom Zone besides those three.
Kneel before Zod.
And Zod's wife came out, and she was looking for her son, and it turns out to be the guy who's blacking out because he's Doomsday, but he doesn't know he's Doomsday. And he wasn't realizing it was Doomsday, so she, like, stabs him with a pipe and kills him. And then he, like, reawakens a few hours later, and now he's pure Doomsday. But he's Zod's son, or Zod's creation. And I didn't know if that was completely going in the face of the comic books. Also, Jimmy found out Clark's
secret. Why do you care at this point? Why do you care at this point?
It's a great show.
No, it is not.
It really is. Jimmy found out Clark's secret, but they covered it up. They covered it up
in
the No
Name Show. You finally asked, is that how they do in the comic? No!
I've asked you before.
I've asked you before
in certain parts. I just asked if there was any truth to
that. Why do you ask anymore? None of it's the truth.
Some of it is. I was just asking if there was any way Doomsday
can become Superman. Lois Lane is a reporter. Lex Luthor is eventually Superman's bag. Very good, Jimmy. Some of it is based after the comics.
A lot of it is.
No, it's not. They took a character and then they just pissed
the last show that I have to review this week was Grey's Anatomy. The way Han happened was also the way they got Denny to guest star yet again. This is what is like a millionth guest star since his character died. Okay, it's like his third or fourth guest star since his character died. But Izzy was seeing him everywhere, and it turns out the patient that Han had was before Han was a regular on the show. She had guest starred as another doctor that was a friend of Burke's, and she had had a patient that was going to get a heart transplant.
I have no idea who these people are.
Burke's the black guy, Isaiah Washington.
Whatever.
Right? Okay. So,
I don't care, but go ahead.
She had guest starred back during the Denny plot, like the end of season two. And she had a patient that was supposed to get the heart transplant, and Izzy cut Denny's LVAT wire and stole the heart for Denny, basically. And then Denny died anyway. So that happened a long time ago. They suspended Izzy for a while, but they let her back in the program, and they never made an official, like, notice on the board or tried to revoke her license or anything. So Han ended up becoming a main character after Isaiah Washington left, because she had been a guest star a few times, they liked her or whatever. So this week, she had the heart patient, who still didn't have a heart transplant because his heart was stolen for Denny. And Izzy was assigned to be with her, and Han had no idea what Izzy had done. And so when she found out, she basically went completely off the deep end, yelled at everybody, threatened to report the chief and everybody to the board if they didn't fire Izzy Stevens immediately, that her patient is still in bad shape because Izzy stole the heart. And so it was real rocky, and then she even got a fight with her lesbian lover, and that's kind of how they left it, with her walking away from the hospital. But they didn't ever quit or anything. But I'm thinking that's the rumor is Shonda Rhimes didn't want her off, and so she left it ambiguous so that they could bring her back if need be, if they could get her back. But apparently the execs didn't like her because she was too brash, and they wanted a more uplifting personality to pair with Callie, because they love Callie, Sarah Ramirez.
I'll see you on a show like House when you have Cutthroat Bitch. You know, that is a person who is not beaming with personality. When you get to that point, Jimmy, you'll go, wow, her name is Cutthroat Bitch for a good reason. And then when she came, when, you know, they brought her back when they needed to.
I still need to finish season one. I can't start season two because Sarah has it.
Sarah, if you're out there.
She doesn't listen, but if you are, yeah. Damn it. You guys talked about Zack and Miri last week. I enjoyed it, but it wasn't up to the level of his other movies for me. I mean, it was better than Mallrats, but other and Jay and Bob, but other than that, it ranks lower than the rest of his movies.
I thought it was not a good movie, but it was a funny movie, and I think there's a difference.
It didn't feel like a Kevin Smith movie to me.
Oh, well, it felt like a Kevin Smith movie.
There were parts of it that felt Kevin Smith-like.
Honestly,
I think he needs to go back to New Jersey. I didn't like it. It was in Pittsburgh. I'm sorry.
I didn't mind it. That honestly didn't bother me. I felt like he was trying too hard to be Judd Apatow.
Judd Apatow?
Whatever. I don't really care.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is. Judd Apps was what we'll call
Judd
him.
Judd A?
Judd Apps.
It's Judd Apatow.
I don't care. Judd Apps is what I'm calling
him. Maybe a little bit.
Because, no. Like, honestly, someone pointed out to me. I never thought of it before. Because I thought it was funny when I was watching it. But the Indian guy who runs the store. Honestly, what is he doing there? Honestly. His character
he wasn't
up,
even in the rest
the character,
of the movie.
Exactly.
He just set the camera.
The character sets up the camera at the end for the payoff. That's fine, whatever, but that particular actor. And then you also have Craig Robinson, you have Elizabeth Banks.
Craig Robinson was the was fantastic.
They were all great, but
they
half
were,
the cast
but
are
the Apatow gang.
Yeah, I know. That's all I'm saying. And honestly, the only one I felt that honestly, I also think they should not have made it Seth Rogen. Like, you know, I enjoyed Seth Rogen. I thought it was good, but I think they should have went with a more pretty boy kind of guy and made him dress down a little bit. Because no offense to Seth Rogen, I think that's why you lose some of the appeal. Like, it only dropped 35% this weekend, which isn't bad. They were actually expecting it to drop off the top 10 this weekend, but it stayed in the top 5. That's fine, but the film is not going to be a hit.
I feel bad because Kevin Smith's last 4 films haven't been hits, but...
Actually, well...
Clerks 2 was awesome, but it wasn't considered a hit. And Jersey Girl I really loved, too, and it was a flop.
They're successful films, but they're not hits.
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying.
At least on theaters.
And this will be, too.
And DVDs, they're surefire hits. And I think people are going like, oh... Well, John, if you listen... We actually talked about what our favorite movies was with John. And, you know,
Clerks 2 is my favorite Kevin Smith movie.
See, I feel the same way.
I
kept forgetting Jay and Silent Bob for somebody, but that's like a different... Well, it's a cartoon. It's a cartoon.
It's almost a lampooning of his other movies.
Right, so you have to watch
it. It was just a fun romp. And I do enjoy it for its place. But the thing that made me most uncomfortable with the movie is when they had sex, it really felt like they were making love, and I felt voyeuristic, and I felt like I was intruding on a private moment, and that kind of hurt me on the movie.
That didn't bother me at all.
I saw on camera. You were checking... Make sure.
Yeah.
That I didn't move out of camera?
No, I was just checking to see if this wasn't in camera.
Also, 30 Rock, you talked about the premiere of that last week?
Yes.
I liked it. And the Oprah was fun, too.
Yeah, Oprah was... It was a nice twist.
It still isn't got back up to what it was, but we'll see how... The first couple episodes have been lacking something.
Actually, the thing that made the episode classic 30 Rock, though, was the whole Kenneth thing.
The Kenneth thing was fantastic. Kenneth thing's always fantastic.
Hypotheticals, Mr. Donahue.
Oh, yeah.
Just a way of tricking your brain into thinking the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Which I thought was classic.
Yeah.
And then he's like, Kenneth, I've replaced the phone in the elevator with a gun with one bullet.
And then he tries to shoot himself.
Nine of us here, only 8 of us can live. And he says, and not even thinking, he just goes, in here, Mr. Donahue? Yes, Kenneth. He opens the door. Click, 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 click. And then as the elevator door opens, he walks in. He's like, you're insane. And he's like saying, you're insane, Ken. He's trying to choke himself with that. What did you think of Big Bang Theory?
Oh, it was good.
What do you think of the payoff at the end?
The creepy girl was just so creepy. It was lots of fun.
But first off, they played Be My Yoko Ono.
Yes, another Bare Naked Ladies song.
Which is, for us is great. But I'm talking about the mitosis bit.
Yes. I never thought so Sheldon, he just, mitosis, he just eat a lot of Thai food one night, and then they did the actual, like, dream sequence.
I honestly think that that's going to be, like, a thing every year. There's one shot they overspend their budget on, and the rest of it is they sort of schlock it up a bit, because anytime they had a payoff like that, it was sort of cheesy, like the Time Machine one, with the Morlocks, but then, like, you spend a lot of money on, like, the glowing goldfish. This one, it was the... Mitosha Shelton. Yeah. I'm like, I love the show.
It was amusing. I watched two movies this week. Two old movies.
Yes, you did.
City of Angels isn't that old. It's like 10 years old.
Yes. I think it's one of the great romantic movies.
Now, see, I think Nicolas Cage is one of the worst actors in Hollywood.
I like the French version, and you know what? Mm. I don't love Nicolas Cage, but I thought he was actually okay in that.
I disagree. And Meg Ryan, I like her in You've Got Mail and Sleepless in Seattle, but overall, I'm not a big fan of her either. So I think that combined drove it down for me. I really like the fat guy. The one who used to be an angel, it was kind of his mentor.
Dennis Franz?
Yes. I knew his name, but I couldn't remember it. And then I saw her death coming from a mile away. A mile away.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as, like, he decided to become human, I'm like, there's a half hour left in the movie. She's dead.
Good job, Jimmy. Way to
I just... Anyway. And I watched the old Alfred Hitchcock classic, Psycho.
Did Morgan watch the movie with you?
Save Angels? That's why we watched it. She came over and she's like, it's on Bravo tonight. We have to watch it Friday night. I'm like, I'm not fucking watching a movie on Bravo. They'll cut out all the good stuff. They'll cut out any nudity, any language, and it'll be chopped up to fit in between the commercials. I said, I'm not doing it. So I'm like, let's look on my Amazon rentals through the TiVo, and they had it for $1.99. So I rented it for $1.99, and then Amanda comes home and goes, I own it. Why didn't you look at my bookshelf? And I'm like, damn, didn't even think about it.
So
I wasted $2.
You know what, Morgan?
No, Morgan. It's one of Morgan's favorite movies.
Morgan,
she loves the movie.
Great taste.
She loves the movie.
It's a good movie.
And she gets out of her
romantic
like
movie.
She also made me like 2 months ago watch Pride and Prejudice. I was bored.
The
by
new
it.
One or the original?
That's the new one. I was kind of.
See, Keira Knightley was okay in it, but I like the Colin Firth version a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, I thought she was okay.
I have a bromance for Colin Firth. I don't care.
Understandable.
That's the reason why I enjoyed Mamma Mia. When I walked away from it, I'm like, I hate
I
the
I still
girl
haven't
stuff,
seen it. Damn it.
But I like the guy stuff. Like it had Skellen Skarsgård. I can't say his name. You know, the guy from Good Will Hunting in Pirates of the Caribbean played Jack's dad. Not Jack's dad. Will's dad. He played the professor in Good Will Hunting. He's in it. I love him. They
Bill
have
Nye.
Pierce Brosnan.
No, Bill Nye was
like him, too. And they have Colin Firth. I'm like, this is the best part of the movie. You women are all fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Well, and we also, because Halloween was a week ago, her and I also watched, it was on TMC or something, TCM or AMC, the Alfred Hitchcock classic Psycho, because I had never seen it. And neither
you
had she.
You have never seen
it? We hadn't seen it.
Now, Morgan was striking me as someone who maybe has never seen it.
Well, she
that,
likes Hitchcock.
Hand,
she likes Hitchcock.
What's her favorite Hitchcock movie? Did you have her on the show today?
I don't know.
About that?
I don't know. But we're going to... We're recording Rear Window this week on
that,
on the...
My favorite is Rear Window and North by Northwest.
That
North
one's on
Northwest.
Week, really? I
best.
Really liked Psycho. It was a very well-made movie. Very well-made.
Tina Fey let her kid watch that. And she goes, there's really just a bunch of people talking about signing into the hotel, signing out of the hotel.
There is. Well, that's the thing about Hitchcock, is it's not real action-packed. It's kind of...
It's low-key. Or
it's low
everything's
key.
Off-screen, or it's
The
very,
thing that was weird for me about Psycho is it switched to the movie focused on, like, four times. Because, like, the whole first, like, half hour, 40 minutes, that main character died at the shower scene. And then it focused on somebody else. And then it focused on somebody else. So it was kind of almost in pieces, which was a little disjointed, but it worked so well the way he did it.
The best part is that people actually went into the movie expecting that she was the...
Main character, and they killed her 40 minutes in.
They killed her 40 minutes in, and you're just like...
Yeah, I thought... Well, because they made her the main character for the first 40 minutes.
Classic.
And then a character that had, like, 3 seconds in the first 40 minutes became the next main character for the rest, you know?
But it
was really well done, and I saw the ending coming from a mile away, but I think it's because I had heard what the ending was before. But I was still very impressed.
I got a movie I saw too. It came out a year or so ago.
Go ahead.
Pretense on this is first off, I'm feeling like crap. My dad's over here just in case to take me to the ER room because he gave me some. I had an ulcer, I think. Mm-hmm. He gave me some ulcer meds. So if that didn't work, they were gonna take me to the ER. So to kill time for an hour and a half, I pulled up this horrible. I've heard it was a horrible little movie called Shoot 'Em Up with Colin Firth.
Never heard
no,
of
not
it.
Not Colin Firth, but who? Oh Jesus God, Clive Owen. Clive Owen.
That's one of Morgan's celebrity crushes.
Clive Owen and Paul Giamatti were in this movie called Shoot 'Em Up.
Good actors?
Yes. Well, it's a horrible movie in terms of, like, imagine John Woo making a film where even some of the action stuff that goes on in the John Woo film is so unbelievable that you're like, what the hell? Like, John Woo would not even have the logistics of some of the stuff that's going on happen. But the whole movie is a giant Shoot 'Em Up film. That's why it's called Shoot 'Em Up. This girl has a baby, or she's pregnant, she's running away from some guy, and this Clive Owen is a guy who's obsessed with carrots, eating carrots. He's sitting on a park bench, holding a big cup
eating
of
carrots.
Yogurt and eating a carrot, and some guy wrecks his car. He's like, come here, you bitch, I'm going to fucking kill you. And he goes, Jesus Christ. He throws his carrot down. And then when he kills the guy, he pulls out another carrot out of his thing and shoves it in the guy's back of the throat and then rams it down and kills him. And then, I know, you're like, okay, what? Weird. Then he like, okay, now you're just trying to be cute for the camera. And that's disgusting.
I picked it with my knuckle. I didn't actually stick my finger in my nose.
I know, but it's still disgusting to actually see someone eat it. But no, it was for a fun movie, it was okay, but it was not a good movie at all. All right, I think that is about it.
I know, I was already putting my coat because it's after 10:30 and we've been going for well over an hour.
We hope John's here next week because...
Maybe.
Here's a secret, everybody. Next week is his 1 year anniversary. And thus,
no way.
Jimmy's, I think, 2.5 year anniversary.
Ooh, year and a half.
Whatever.
We haven't been on 2.5.
No Name Show we have since 2004.
No Name Show went on for like a year and a half by itself, but sporadically.
I consider that an extension of this. So you and I have been doing this for a long time. So next week, we're going to try to get a cake for all three of us, but more importantly for Jimmy and John.
And you.
Sure.
And this week, Good, the Bad, and Geeky Twitter, look for it.
Yes.
If you're following Nick and I's Twitter, I'm sure we'll post
it. You know what, we forgot to plug the email. We said we got to plug it. If you have an email.
Bad Geeky.
At?
Gmail.
.com.
.org.
.com.
.net.
.com. Fuck you. It's .com.
Is it goodbadgeeky@gmail.com? I'm unclear. Jimmy confused me.
Jimmy, you know what? Yes, Jimmy, it is.
Goodbadgeeky@gmail.com?
It is goodbadgeeky@gmail.com.
Check out dribbleforkids.com and actorsnightmare.com.
And also check out John's website if I have one.com.
John screws John Jenna Jameson.com.
Yes,
John retired porn star.com.
Yes. So thanks for the.
John a big stupid loser.com. Don't you dare insult Battlestar Galactica again, you fucker. I will kill you.
Get out of here without cheese! You're a creep! Go away! We're having a good time until you start up, cheapers! Go have some coffee with cream or something! Because I'll tell you something! This is a happy place!